Okay, so if I stand over here, you guys can probably hear me and see me. I'm Kevin Frells. I'm part of the Field Pennycress Breeding Program at the University of Minnesota. And if you've heard of Field Pennycress, you probably know it as a weed and not a crop, but it's got great potential as a crop. As you can see from the pictures along the bottom, we're developing Pennycress as a new winter annual cash cover crop. So we plant it in the fall, it overwinters, flowers in the spring, and all of that time it's providing ecosystem services such as nutrient capture, erosion control, and then in June it provides a marketable oilseed product for farmers so they can get an early season cash benefit. So the Pennycress breeding program really started in 2013 with wild collections from both Grin and other collections made by University of Minnesota researchers. Most of these collections were made in the US and Canada, as well as Europe, and they comprise both the spring annual form and winter annual growth habit. We are obviously more interested in the winter annual growth habit because we want this to be a cover crop for the upper Midwest. Most of the winter annual lines were phenotypically characterized by a master's student, but we really don't know anything about the genetic diversity of these lines. And so part of my job was to work on this genetic characterization. So using genotyping by sequencing, we characterized 122 of these lines and started with looking at an average genome-wide pairwise diversity. And this both allows us to look at overall diversity as well as individual pairs of lines. We can look at them and decide whether they really truly are genetically different, because some of the collection zones overlapped each other. What we see here, these numbers for the top bar, that's all pairwise comparison of both winter and spring. That's only about 16% differences. We're not working with a whole lot of genetic diversity here. But most of the genetic diversity here is in those winter annual lines, which is great because that's what we've been making crosses with. One of the other suspicions we had is that there could be differences due to geographic origin. So looking at a PCA plot grouped or colored by geographic origin, you kind of see one big blob of most of these Pennycress lines, except for these lines up in the corner. This is seven collections that all come from Armenia. I'll go into some of our questions about those in a little bit, but first I'd like to take those out so we can kind of look at the rest of them. Again, you don't see a whole lot of clustering here. And I know it's hard to see the colors, but there's really not a whole lot of geographic clustering there, except for, let's see, in this area there's a lot of red, and those are all the Canadian lines. But everything else seems to be pretty well mixed up, and not some clear differentiations between these lines. So moving forward with our Pennycress breeding program, we don't have a whole lot of diversity, so maybe more collections would be useful. There has been reports on some Pennycress diversity analyses in China, and we don't have access to any of that germplasm. We see a little bit of geographic differences, especially among those Armenian lines. So what is it about those Armenian lines? This is really something that we're going to be looking into going forward. This picture here is one of the Armenian lines compared to a Pennycress line. Most of these Armenian lines look very, very similar to Field Pennycress lines. So here, this one started flowering a little bit earlier than the regular Pennycress line, but there's not a whole lot of obvious differences. We've wondered whether maybe these are tetraploid lines versus the regular diploid number for Field Pennycress, or they could even be a different species but something very closely related. Our funding for this work came from the Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment that is administered through the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, as well as funding through the Forever Green Initiative. If you have any guesses on what's up with these Armenian lines, I'd love to talk to you at my poster. I believe I'm number 718. Thank you.